The crazy horse was killed September 1877. It was 4 years yet before I'd be born. Just 4 years. But I was within 4 years of Crazy Horse. And, of course, at the time I was born, he was a devil. You know, if anybody, they heard Sitting Bull more than they did Crazy Horse. Crazy Horse wasn't famous then like he is now. It was Sitting Bull. Everybody knew Sitting Bull, and he sat at the Buffalo Bill show, and he'd write his name. He'd been taught to write his name. He didn't know what he was writing. Sitting Bull, you know, get $1 a signature. He's making money fast, and I thought, the damn fool white man, they'd give you $1 for that, you know. Sitting Bull is the big name, not Crazy Horse. Crazy Horse, that's a fad now. It's come on fashion. Back there told me he was a strange man, very strange, and he'd walk along and wouldn't notice anybody. He was thinking about something, they say. He's planning something, thinking something. But if a little kid would come along, he'd reach down and pet the kid and talk to it. Or if a dog would come along, he'd pet the dog and talk to the dog. He was a damn good guy, I bet you. When they went on war parties, he'd sing with his men, and they'd ride along singing together, you know. And he would tell funny stories when he was riding with his warriors going to a battle. He'd tell funny stories so they'd laugh, you know, and have a good time before they went, you know. Take away any little fears they had, you know. No, he was a great man. He was about the age of Jesus, you know. That's the surprising thing. So was Jed Smith. That seems to be a crucial point for the great spirits, great men. There are three of them right there. They're in their 30s, right close together. Jesus, and Jed Smith, Crazy Horse,